So when do you apologize? Because you have to apologize.
I can do it at the beginning.
You have to. Like, you have to. You have to open the episode with like, hey guys, my bad. My comedy's not the weakest. No, I don't care if you don't feel that. You just have to say it. Because I got about 5 or 6 messages.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got to disagree on that one too.
God damn.
Tripping.
I guess. My bad. Should have said Armani
season.
That's it? No, that's not. I'm not going to start.
I know that.
No, dude.
Hey,
listen,
guys,
here.
My bad.
I'll do. Listen, here. Like, how's it going, guys? I'm so sorry to be coming to you like this in this time of need. I'm so sorry that I offended so many people for saying that Makami was the weakest in the Griselda crew. I apologize. I hope that you can forgive me for what I said. How's that? Is that okay? Please don't. Okay. Please don't. Sure. Stop sending Lewis messages. You could have just sent me the messages to start with. I would have talked to you, but I'm sorry. I apologize. My bad. Shouldn't have ranked Griselda.
Exactly.
Was a mistake. There you go. Makami's dope. He's great. He's a great lyricist. I love him to death. So there you go. So yeah, please don't come at me. How's that? Yugen, what did you think?
The entire country of Haiti has to accept your apology.
Yeah, it has to.
How's it going, guys? Welcome back to another episode here on the Untitled Mixtape. I hope everyone is doing well and that, you know, you are having a lovely Thursday or whenever you're listening to this. It is just two of us today.
Baba Ganoush, yeah.
It's just Lewis and I. Lorenzo went to go do something. He had like dance stuff to do, so he hates
responsibilities.
Us.
Weird.
Yeah. What is a responsibility anyway? So, but we do have someone to replace him. And
see, what are you doing? Like, what? Your word choice is crazy.
I suffer from trauma. So I'm a little abandoned, you know, a little abandonment issues. So when Lorenzo's not here, you know, I'm just going to pretend like he did it on purpose. That's how it is. But we are doing another episode that we've been wanting to do for a couple months, and it's just so fun, and we have another lovely artist here to talk to and hang out with, and I would like to introduce him, and his name is Yugen Blue. How you doing, man?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. How are you, Lewis? I didn't ask you.
I'm good.
Yeah. Okay.
I got the blue guy here, you know?
Oh.
The Bluginator.
Oh my gosh.
How far back y'all go?
Should I end the pod? Should I leave early?
How far is it? It's not been a year, right?
Yeah, honestly, I couldn't put an exact date on it, but it hasn't been like super long, but
yeah, I want to say it's going on, like, it's close to a year.
Are you also, where are you located, like, music-wise? Like, where do you say you hail from?
I'm from the Bay Area.
Gotcha.
But currently I'm living in Los Angeles.
And you're a producer?
Yes, sir. Producer, engineer.
With one of the coolest taglines. I remember you showing me his tagline.
Yugen.
I love it. I love the tagline.
Shout out Denticate.
Oh, yeah. Shout out. Yeah. Denticate. If you're listening, shout out you.
So tell us a little bit about your about yourself, man. Like, what gets you into music? Like, how you started?
Well, actually, I actually got into it through a class, which I feel like if you ask a lot of other producers, I guess, particularly in the hip-hop sphere, that might not be the most common answer. But yeah, I was in class. This was my freshman year of high school, in a music class. Basically, they had a two-part music class where they had one part as the theory portion of the class, but then the other portion was a practical portion of the class where we would use like GarageBand, Logic. Oh. So that was kind of my introduction to digital audio workstations and stuff. And after that, kind of realized that like I really enjoyed doing that stuff, even though it wasn't necessarily music that I enjoyed. I just enjoyed kind of being in the digital audio workstation, and I started to watch tutorials of people like Metro Boomin, like Atlanta trap producers, like that. Basically, that's kind of where I got my first bout of inspiration from.
Hold on. First of all, what school did you go to, and what music did they have you doing? Because I was not privy to having a class like that.
That
was
a part of my curriculum.
Yeah, so this was actually, I actually lived in London for the first year and a half of my high school.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
So, well, there was like a variety of genres you could choose from. At one point, I had to make like a folk song.
What the heck?
Which like, I've never listened to that style of music ever.
In London?
So I was kind of like, what am I doing right now? Like, can I do drum and bass instead or something? Like, I don't know. It seemed to work. It seemed to get me inspired.
Yeah, 100%. And so you are in the Bay Area now, and
he's in LA now.
You're in LA now.
Oh, yeah, correct.
Oh, listen, man, how about you?
How you liking it in LA?
I love LA. I've actually wanted to live here for quite a while, but yeah, loving it so far. I mean, I moved here during the peak of the pandemic, basically. So, I probably haven't gotten to experience it as much as I would have liked, but I'm kind of starting to explore a little bit more whenever I can. And
obviously going through the Yugen tagline, which is like, you know, an homage to OG games, probably like Street Fighter. Do you play a lot of like retro games at all? Like, do you play a lot of like any video games whatsoever?
To be honest, recently I have not, which is kind of sad. But I have played, the last few games I've played have been like reissues of older games. So like a friend of mine put me onto the new Metroid game, which is super fun. And then also Contra as well.
Okay.
I played a lot in like middle school, but it was mainly like sports and racing games and stuff.
Do you have like a base inspiration for your music when you're producing?
I would say nature inspires me a lot. Like whenever I start something new, my aim is to kind of try to put you in a certain space. Like it doesn't even have to be in nature necessarily, but I would say the ocean inspires me a lot. Forests. I don't know. Like I grew up in the city and in the suburbs pretty much my entire life. So whenever I get to go out into nature, I guess I don't want to say unique experience, but it just feels really good to kind of get away.
Yeah.
And everything. And the nice thing about California is that you have pretty easy access to that stuff. So.
No, 100%. Yeah.
Inspiration available.
Go on a hype, make a beat.
Basically.
Because I noticed, like, you know, you've got, like, the most recent thing on Spotify, which is where I kind of went through some of the things you've done with the people you collaborated with. You've got, like, you know, Autumn or, like, Take a Minute, and it has, like, a very, like, nature kind of feel to it, and it's just you have two different styles that I can like, that which I really is I think is impressive, is like you have two different styles when you're collaborating with someone. Like you have like your part, like this is your section where you're kind of like so showcasing like what you can do as a producer, and then you kind of switch it up with the different artists like Mace or Jay or Praxi, and you change it to a different beat, but it's on the same song. And
I love beat switch.
you do you like to do a lot of beat switches?
I try not to overdo it though, because like if you do, I feel like if you do that on every song, it just starts to get kind of tiring, and people know what to expect. So.
Now for the intermission.
T Take a walk with me to the liquor store right quick. I might cop a 4-1 and just sip that shit. You got love for me, bro, and I got love for you too. You got love for me, sis, and I got love for you, boo. I throw a deuce to be cuz too. My deuce, gotta shout out you. And to my partner mama, she helped raise me too. They say it really take a village just to raise a child. I used to think some fast cash was gonna bring a smile. I had hope, seen faith turn to dust and coke. You out of bounds, don't you ever put your shoes all on my couch. Watch your mouth when you come around here with that loud pat. Yeah. Well, we can spark a little bit.
We can spark a little bit.
We can roll a little bit.
We can roll a little bit.
And I have a question. Because I know you a little better than Danko. So, your name. Because I know you went by another name.
I did.
Mm. Correct. So, like, where did this one come from? Well, actually, where did both come from?
In short, Japan. Like, I would say I'm inspired by, like, Japanese culture and aesthetics quite a bit.
I feel that.
My first name that I initially went by, which was Yukio, it meant like floating world in Japanese. So someone can correct me if I'm wrong on that, but I'm not really sure if there's like a direct translation. But either way, that was kind of what I felt like I wanted my music to do, like to make you kind of feel like you were floating. But then I come to find out that somebody else has already taken that name and is already quite successful. So I was like, maybe it's time to pick something else. I just felt like I was starting to grow a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to make some kind of change to reflect that growth. So, yeah, I changed it to Yugen Blue. And Yugen is basically like, it's kind of like a concept in the appreciation of aesthetics in Japanese culture. Mm-hmm. So like, for example, like it can describe like a very specific feeling that you have. So like, one example that I've read is like, to watch the sun sink behind a flower-clad hill, or to just like get lost in a forest. What? I don't know. It's just like nature. Yeah, exactly.
Connecting the dots.
So, and then the blue part doesn't really mean anything. I just kind of wanted it to sound like a name. So.
You know, blue, like, you know, the ocean and nature, feelings.
Bro.
Yeah,
come on,
nature.
The sky. Come on, bro.
Also partially inspired by Kind of Blue by Miles Davis.
Okay. Oh, all right. Okay. On your discography right now, compared to, well, I guess we could rope both in together because you went by a previous name. This is a hard question I've realized to ask artists is how many projects do you think that you've completed yourself over the span of however many years you've been doing music?
Probably not as many as some of the other artists that you've talked to. Mainly because for a while, like I didn't really feel ready. Mm-hmm. To tackle an entire like body of work, I would say like that I could be proud of maybe like 4 or 5.
And you're mainly focused on hip hop right now. Like you're collaborating with a bunch of different artists. You collaborate with a lot of hip hop artists. Have you thought about delving into different genres with like different types of artists as well?
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. R&B, which I mean is pretty hip-hop adjacent. Mm-hmm. But I definitely want to work with more like singers, because I feel like that could really suit the sound that I like, which is usually like smooth and kind of like more of a warm sounding. Mm-hmm. Aesthetic. Like I'm not really particularly adept at any instrument necessarily, but I would like to work with some like really top tier musicians to make some kind of a little more experimental, like jazz. Like I'd like to produce that type of stuff too.
Nice.
But who knows? I think it's just about finding the right people to work with who I feel comfortable.
Man, you're gonna make me dust off my drum kit, bro.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn the drums too.
Good.
Maybe some folk again? You know, maybe you might want to dive back in the folk.
Oh my gosh. Never again. if I like looking back, it was probably so terrible because I was using like Apple loops and stuff. not that those are bad, but like
compared to what you're doing now, it's
just all around it was not a good time.
I y'all love Smith Slobodovich, class act with the rational matter who he is.
Overhead, overcast, weather's moving in. I'm just a vibration in the room again. I ain't come all equipped with the boosty kit. I'm more Nelson Mandela, but more than Hubie Mix. I just fade to black, and now I'm blending in. It's like the underdog, that nigga always win.
So currently, what projects are you a part of or are working on? Or that you're, you know, that maybe something that just came out that you dropped, or something that you've been working on with other people?
In terms of my own work, I'm kind of biding my time because I want to, basically, like, I just want to make some stuff that that fits together, I guess. Mm-hmm. This year, I've been trying to learn how to play the keyboard better and stuff. And as a result, some of my beats have been pretty bad. Mm-hmm. So I'm not very good at writing chord progressions at the moment. I've been working with a few other people, such as Seventh. I won't use your government. It's okay.
Thank you. Respect.
I let it slip sometimes. My bad.
Respect.
You right.
But we're kind of getting this collective together called SLU, S-L-U, and we're trying to drop like a single every couple of weeks for the next few months. And during that time, we're going to hopefully work on something a little bit bigger and more substantial. And then I'm also working with this really cool duo called Throne. Not really producing for them, but doing some more work on the post-production and engineering side. So I'm excited to see how that turns out.
Fuego.
Okay. That's dope. What would you like to see pretty much wrap it up is for the future? Like, what's the future of Yugen Blue? It's a broad question. I know.
It is.
A difficult question.
I think I just want to be learning as much as I can. Learning every day. Mm-hmm. Also expanding my musical palette, both in terms of taste and skill set. And obviously, like, I want to work with big artists and stuff, but I figure for most people that's pretty much a given. But basically just continue to educate myself on music, because, like, I'd like to think that I know a lot about at least hip-hop and stuff, but I feel like there's always, you know, some, you know, scene from some obscure part of the country. Mm-hmm. That I don't know about or whatever. So, yeah, just like to learn about that stuff.
Okay.
And just continue to grow.
Anything from you, Seventh?
Nah, but this dude is super modest, okay? Like, his music is crazy. The stuff that he's working on right now is Benoodles, yeah. Okay?
True.
Like, he wants to make you feel like you're in another world and floating. He does that.
Yes, he does.
Perfectly. Okay? Perfectly. Danko, look at me. Perfectly.
Perfectly.
Yes.
Yeah, you could work on a video game. That's why I brought it up, because like when I was talking about how you do the like the beat switches when you're just doing you, I'm just like, am I playing a JRPG or something? Like it sounds really like what I remember playing when we played the Super Nintendo. Like
that's sick.
Those types of like those compositions that they would do. That's what it sounds like to me, especially like. RPGs that, you know, Square Enix made, like with Final Fantasy and Secret of Mana.
Dang, those are the best games, bro. Hey, Yugen, what are we doing here?
Work on
like,
a game.
Yo, Final Fantasy, like, what's up? Hey.
That'd be,
what's up?
That'd be tight.
That'd be crazy.
I definitely find that actually the visual side of those games inspires me quite a bit. So it'd be super fun to work on something like that.
The quality that you put out is great and is amazing. And I listened to Take a Minute, which was something you released last year, which is really good, which I think everyone should check out. It's got a lot of amazing artists and it has amazing production as well. So did you want to shout out anything, any handles or where people can find you?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram. At Yugen Blue Music, and then TikTok and Twitter. It's just Yugen Blue, just my name, all one word.
And do you have anything else to say to the lovely people listening to this?
I guess just thank you. That's all I can say.
Yeah, of course.
I'm grateful. Thank you.
Hope we can get you on the show in person too, because we are doing this over Discord. So
yes.
Whenever you're down here, you got to let us know, and we can do like another episode.
I will 100% do that.
He could be on an After Dark. He could be...
Nah.
Look, I want to talk about hip hop. So
does he curse? You know. Do you curse? Yeah, he curses. Never mind. Yeah.
You want to talk about hip hop? You want to be here for a hip hop episode?
Yeah, bro. I need you here so we can debate this wacko. Danko, because he's a weirdo.
I learned my lesson,
I feel like you still haven't learned.
I'm gonna be a menace.
Nah, see, because I could leak the text messages.
No.
Okay, I could leak the group chat.
All I said was that I was striking conversation. yeah, definitely. we definitely need you have you on another episode, especially with hip hop. And yeah, man, just let us know. But ladies and gentlemen, Eugen Blue Music. Have a little clap here. And Eugen. Man, now it's gonna be in my head all day, dude. yeah, amazing artist. Check him out on Spotify, check him out on Instagram, and also on his TikTok and Twitter. Would you like to say anything, Seventh, sir?
About what?
Just anything.
Eugen, you're a great person. You're great at what you do. Keep being great. Danko, you stink.
Yes, sir.
My
bad. And make sure to join the Discord where you can hang out with all of us over here. Discord.gg/workingonit. You'll see podcast updates for everyone. And check us out on Instagram. And send us your questions, or if you have any questions or comments.
Send hate mail.
You can DM the Untitled Mixtape. So we'll see you guys next week for another episode. Thank you guys so much. Eugen, thank you so much for joining us.
Shout out, Eugen.
Thank you guys.
And we'll see you next time.
Pushing out the quality, sobriety be slapping. Can't adapt like what would happen. Scrapped us from the masses, axes keep refraction. Looking at my mind reaction while my future crashing in the city where the Ruger blasting. Cops asking who did it, like whose shoes is it? Walking miles to get it, can't pay for my ticket. Lean, wicked, keep keen, senses to keep. All my mentions, my main mistress, pay attention. Need be issues, I don't let therapists listen. But I play a key position, trust while the dust redust. I never offer much, but just enough. Out of touch, I feel my money isn't quite efficient. Pushing out the quality, they never listen. Asking bottomless, I break a system. And even comfort make the worst traditions listen. Pushing out the quality, sobriety be slapping. It's the fitness, like what happened and break addiction. You tripping.
Calling out the man at the desert and shame. Calling out the man.